So last week, I met my mother for brunch in Lambertville. And on my drive down on this one particular road, which is just a favorite of mine, there's horses, an old farmhouse, it's windy, there's a distinct lack of cars. I noticed something ahead of me in the morning light, a dark anomaly. I thought it was a rock at first, maybe it was some debris that had fallen off a truck. From my distance, it was hard to tell. But as I got closer, and as I slowed down, the shape began to take form, and I realized it wasn't a rock or any matter of debris. It was a turtle, a large adult turtle in the middle of the road, the size of one of those turtles that you see at the zoo, not one of those little ones that you see when you walk your dog at night. It was incredible, or maybe you had to be there, but it was incredible to me. And then as soon as my tires came to a stop and I opened up the door to see just how big this turtle was, I realized there was something different about this turtle. It wasn't exactly what I thought. It was indeed a large turtle. It was also a large, dead turtle. It had gotten crushed by a car, maybe an SUV, its shell smashed, its underbelly smeared all over the road, and seeing it, it really got to me. I don't know, maybe it's silly, it's a turtle, but I was affected. I told my mom about it at lunch. I kept thinking over and over again, this is not how things are supposed to be. Squirrels are supposed to be dead in the middle of the road. Bugs splattered against your windshield. A turtle the size of a small dog dead on a beautiful backcountry road. The indifference, the randomness, that's not how things ought to be. That's not how things ought to be is basically the tagline of our story from Job. A quick recap. In the first couple of chapters, God and Satan shake hands in heaven over a secret wager. That's not how things ought to be. A blameless man's children die. His livestock perish because of said divine wager. That's not how things are supposed to be. This blameless man's friends then blame him for the wrath that had incurred upon him without consoling him. That's not how things ought to be. A mysterious guy named Elihu shows up out of nowhere at the end of the story, says to this blameless man that he is at fault because, one, he questioned God, and two, he dared to ask, I'm a blameless servant. Why did any of this happen to me? That's not how things are supposed to be. And then finally, God himself appears after 36 chapters of silence, only to answer this blameless man saying, I heard your cry, but you're pathetic. I am great. My voice sounds like thunder. Where were you when I made everything, you self-righteous fault finder? God, that's not how things are supposed to be. The good news here, if there is any, is that that last bit was slightly misleading. It seems at least to certain scholars that the 38th chapter, our text this morning, is really about God's condemnation against Elihu, that funny name, rather than Job. For several reasons, and you can read them if you have the sermon in front of you, but we'll jump over them right now. Basically, God is angry first it was hard to make sense of, to fathom this room. There was a woman with an instrument in her hand. She spoke in a thick Russian accent. Anya, I'm sure, was able to parse out her words, but I struggled. Actually, I'm not even sure I heard or really paid attention to any of the words that were coming out of her mouth because my eyes were suspended in time, transfixed at what I was looking at before me, because there in front of me was the face of God in this room. The face of God in black and white, in creation, somehow through a complex process I can't even begin to make sense of. A little bit of me was able to commingle with a little bit of Anya and miraculously somehow created this precious little life with little fingers and a spine glowing white. It turned, it moved, it was alive, it was creation. In March 2016, my friends, Anya is going to be a mom and I am going to be a dad.
Job did, and even to get an emotional
God understands this. For when God became man, when God became human in Jesus Christ, the divine immediately felt like what it felt like to be crushed, to be betrayed, to weep